Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Our email address is sarahorvinny@radioalice.com. I would like to say thank you so much to a few people have written in with their summer punch recipes.
Yeah, anything sound good?
Yeah, there's a couple things that sound pretty good. So thank you to everyone who's sent those in. I had no idea this was such a thing.
The way we used to save our jungle juice was to just carve up every piece of fruit we could find and throw that in. So you start with just fruit.
Yeah.
And then you pour in, and then we would just pour in all the alcohol in the world. And then whatever other juice we could find. But the fruit will help, and also people eat the fruit.
And then they get even more wrecked.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I like about sangria, is all the fruit. Like, it just doesn't taste like wine to me. It just tastes like sort of fruity punch. There was one in there that was like a champagne base. Mm-hmm. She said, just buy cheap champagne, and then there was all, you know, the stuff that you added to it. And so it's sparkling, but then it's light and refreshing.
Sounds like a headache.
Waiting to happen. Just take it easy on the summer punch this year. So anyway, just thanks for that. And also, thanks for your bad advices that you send in. We're actually going to do another secret show today. Our friend Rudy will be joining us for that. Rudy was so hysterical last week. That rap he did... You got to go back and listen to last week's secret. It's toward the end. I would say it's at least midway through and maybe like final two-thirds of the show. He does this rap. Like, I had no idea that Rupak could rap like this.
Frankly, yes, I think you're underselling or under-promoting the beat, because I think Vaughn was the star of that. Actually.
Vaughn, that was amazing. He knew where to breathe, and he beatboxed. Like, I was like, oh. Who knew? Hidden talent.
Rudy has his moments, and I mean home run, grand slam moments. That wasn't one of them. Vaughn, though, where the heck? Who knew that was? He had that in him.
Right.
But yeah, Rudy, I like his stories from the road.
Yeah. No, he's got some good ones.
And
of those,
did you see what he posted?
No.
He posted something like 2 days ago. It was something from his grade school math test. Where he missed every single answer.
It was all red, mark X, like everyone was wrong.
It was at least...
He saved that?
30 math problems, at least.
His mom probably said it, so.
And everyone was wrong. And honestly, I'm looking at him going, not even close.
Oh.
Some of them
third grade?
I don't know what grade, but you can... What is it, 9 Rudy Ortiz?
Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram.
It said something
funny.
Just when you thought you knew everything, or something funny like that.
Oh,
turns
man.
Out you didn't know math. Well, look, right. He didn't go into a math-based career. He's a comedian, and
I had the same math problems, so I definitely related.
Yeah. No, he's we love when he comes on The Secret Show. He just takes over. He's so funny. So we're going to do a secret show, and you can use our email addresses in order to send us your questions about life and love and happiness and, you know, whatever your problem is, we would happily bat that around for you. I just got handed one. This actually, because we were talking about pregnancy sex positions... I think I could say that.
Code
no.
of shame.
I think I can talk about that. But this woman's talking about her. She's had 4 kids, and it's actually kind of hot.
Is it?
Oh, my. Yeah, she described the whole thing. So I'll save that for today's secret show. I'm sure everyone will enjoy that. All right, Celebrity Trash. We're going to start with the box office preview for Solo. It's headed for the lowest opening of all the Star Wars movies.
Get the hell out of here.
I know. It's surprising to hear, because this is the one I'm actually excited to go see.
I'm completely surprised, because after Black Panther, I thought, well, no one's going to beat that. And then Avengers comes out, and those tickets actually crush Panther. And mm-hmm. I was thinking, for sure, Han Solo, with the reviews it's getting, is probably going to up the ante even more.
Well, Hooman was saying that some of the critics don't like it. that you know, and I'm sure he'll talk more about this during his movie review today. But you know, he's saying he disagrees with a lot of the critics, but it looks fantastic.
I'm back.
Just the little bit of
the slogan hello. On the billboard, I thought was kind of cheesy.
What is it?
Don't count him out or something. I don't. It was cheesy. It was. I was actually surprised.
Oh. I haven't seen any billboards for it.
Let me see.
Yeah, see if you can find it. So, it looks like they may be, if they have a little luck, they may, because right now, I want to say 2007's Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End holds the Memorial Day record with $139.8 million. That's not adjusted for inflation or anything. That is what it pulled in 2007. And they do say they're looking at, look, this movie's going to be a hit. It's just going to be the lowest ranking Star Wars affiliated film. They're saying between $130 million and $150 million. The Memorial Day weekend's just a shy of $140 million, so they could potentially still beat the record. However, they're actually saying that it's expected to... They're also saying it's the first of the new Star Wars movies to brave the summer box office. And it's only 5 months after Star Wars The Last Jedi hit theaters, and they're saying that those things could affect it. And that it is headed for the lowest opening of the Disney Star Wars movies. Anyway, I don't know how it'll... Did you find the slogan?
I'm not seeing it. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Never tell them the odds.
Deep.
Oh. What?
Well, that's a total play on his Never Tell Me the Odds.
Right, but it was just weird
that
they put that on the poster.
Well, that's one of his catchphrases,
okay,
I guess.
But
it does... they should have almost just said, never tell me the odds.
Don't never tell them the odds. We all know that about our friend Han.
Or it's a Star Wars franchise. You don't need to put anything there.
Yeah, just put, hey, another Star Wars movie.
Right.
You love those.
Give us your money.
Right.
Don't be a duh.
Speaking of give me your money, Netflix is now worth more than Comcast and is close to surpassing Disney and as a company at their net worth. They surpassed Comcast in market value yesterday. A new record high for the video streaming company's stock price.
No thanks to me. I didn't buy their stock when I could.
That's too bad.
Dummy.
Let's see. They ended yesterday's trading with at $344 a share, which means that the company is worth $152.8 billion. Way to go, Netflix. Comcast is worth $147 billion. So they are worth more. Netflix is worth more than Comcast. It's crazy. Let's see. They're saying their valuation is really close to Disney. It ended Wednesday's day of trading worth $153.3 billion. And they ended their day at Netflix was at $152.8. They're less than half a billion dollars apart. And, oh my God, and listen to this. Netflix's stock has been up to 70% since the beginning of the year, has been up 70%.
It was at like 170 something when I was considering buying, putting a little bit of my savings into stock, and I bought Snap instead of Netflix. Mm. Those were the two I was choosing between.
The company surpassed market expectations with its Q1 2018 earnings report, showed it making a net profit of $290 million. That's what they netted, and surpassing the 125 million streaming subscribers worldwide.
Here's what they did that now has everyone else scrambling is they got their own content.
Yeah.
And Apple
lots
sat
and
there.
Lots of it.
And Google sat there. And even Snap still, they've got to start doing this. All of these companies, you've got to have your own content. And then the people will come.
Mm-hmm.
Just offering the same movie that has already been out for 10 years
right.
isn't going to make people want to
no.
need to be a member.
Right. That's, you know, it's funny. Hulu, the only reason that we bought Hulu and signed up for it is because they had that 11/23/66 or 63 movie, whatever
Stephen
it was.
King book.
Right, based on the Stephen
King.
And it was fantastic. And we wound up keeping it because we found some other stuff on there that we like. We love The Handmaid's Tale. And there's also a show called Top of the Lake, which also stars Elizabeth Moss, which we love. There's two seasons of that. Hulu is unveiling a new virtual reality experience today called Door Number One. You put on your VR headset and you're... Oh, yeah, I don't have a VR headset. I mean, I guess you have to.
The world isn't ready for VR anything.
Well,
but let's hear what they've
The brought. More stuff that gets rolled out, the more... You know what the problem is I don't want to have a different VR headset set up for everything
Show.
That rolls out
right.
VR. There's going to have to be some kind of standardization of that, you know, some universal plug-in.
Whatever, just take a hit of pot.
Well, that's actually what's happening in this VR
experience. Oh, is that right?
It's funny that you mentioned that.
Oh.
So it says here that you put on the VR headset and you're transported to your high school reunion.
No, thanks.
Yeah. First of all, how do they know who went to... So it must be a very bland, you know, high school. It must be, you know, some anonymous... You're just at someone's high school reunion. I can't imagine how it could be yours. You can choose to hang out with the jocks, the musical theater kids, or whoever you want. You can also head to the bathroom where you walk in, and Snoop Dogg's in there, and he offers you a blunt. So this is Hulu's new thing. They're unveiling this today, called Door Number One.
I don't know if anyone from Hulu is listening, but that's a waste of money.
It's not a waste of money. Send us headphones or headsets. Send them to us, and we'll check it out for you. I would totally look at... funny would it be? I'm going to walk into the bathroom and see Snoop Dogg in there.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you got to watch the trailer. It's not good.
Oh, it's no good? So is it just a random assemblage of people who look like they used to be in high school at one point?
Yeah, and everybody's dressed really bad. And, there's some, like, pseudo-celebrities.
Now, if they could take me to my real high school reunion, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
They do something in this VR world, which you guys both have talked about hating. You walk into the bathroom and everyone starts talking to you as you're peeing.
Oh.
That happens in this
Well, as
episode.
Long as Snoop Dogg offers me some weed, I'm fine. Do I have to walk into the men's room to get this treatment? Is he in the men's room or is he in both bathrooms?
They're unisex, Sarah. Yeah. I mean, get with the program, okay?
Just wondering.
Duh.
Nicki Minaj posted a video of Ariana Grande singing Chun-Li, and she called Ariana the queen of flawless vocals and said the two of them are up to something. It looks like we're going to see some kind of Nicki Minaj-Ariana Grande collaboration soon.
Well, they've done one before.
This looks like some new thing.
Side to Side, is that their song? Why do I know this?
Because you listen to it all the time at your house?
Hey, I'm going to post the trailer for that Door Number One on the Sarah and Vinny page. People can decide.
The Facebook page? Okay.
Facebook page.
Thank you.
What did I say?
You said Sarah and Vinny page. Oh, yeah. Just want to make sure we're clear where it is. Michael Rotondo has crossed over into the celebrity trash, Vincent.
Michael Rotondo.
You've been talking about him all week long.
Michael Rotondo. All week long,
mm-hmm.
I have. Michael Rotondo,
mm-hmm.
I've been talking about.
All week long.
All right.
His parents sued him to make him move out of their house.
Oh, you have no idea. I've watched the video of him talking to people. He just, everything that comes out of his mouth makes you hate him more.
Mm.
It's unbelievable.
Well, it looks like Cam Soda does not hate him and has offered him a $1,000 a month gig. There,
that's a start.
They're a video porn cam girl site.
Oh.
That is not what they're asking him to do. Because no thanks.
I ignore those cam pop-ups. The minute they start, I click them out.
I want to say, doesn't Farrah Abraham, the former
teen mom,
isn't she a cam girl now on Cam
she
Soda?
She has done that. Sure.
She's a porn star, though.
Yeah.
Remember when I was telling you earlier, I just randomly looked at the top porn stars, and actually it was Stormy Daniels was the number one porn star, and that did make me curious where she, Farrah Abraham, and Kim Kardashian came up way down the list.
Yeah,
to Stormy Daniels, everybody. Hmm.
Who were the other top ones?
What do you mean?
Who were the other top porn stars?
None of the names
mattered at all.
Stood out to me at all. I was just...
So you glanced down the whole list, though, to see who was on there. Is Paris Hilton still on there?
No. I didn't see her on there at all.
It's a lame
one night
tape.
In Paris.
Right. So the day after the family court battle made headlines, you know, I guess yesterday or the day before, he was actually in court.
Mm-hmm.
He got a letter from Cam Soda. This is an online cam girl or cam people site. I don't know how TMZ got a hold of this letter, but they did. Maybe
Michael
they were CC'd on it, or who knows. The company first offered Michael condolences on losing his eviction case and then offered him a paying gig in its live stream program. They have people. Look, this guy seems like he has the least interesting life of all time, but okay, tell me more. His job would be fully clothed. The program allows people to live stream their candid lives 24/7. So I guess fights with his parents, etc. About $1,000 a month for up to 6 months if he accepts. They suggest that he could use the dough to pay rent on a place of his own, show his parents he's not a deadbeat. Cam Soda said Michael hasn't responded yet, but he told TMZ that he already has some mysterious business lined up.
He said that in a couple of the interviews, and meanwhile can't bring himself to move out, but he says he has business and money.
He claims he will not say what this business is or what this money, where this money's coming from, but he says, I'll be able to move out in about 3 months. Are his parents just like, are you effing kidding me? We just went through this whole thing and it's still going to be at least 3 months. Anyway, it sounds like he's not going to take the, I don't know why, you know, $1,000 a month to
it's
live
something.
Stream your life, right? It'd be really fun to see you fight with your parents.
They don't, you know, what I gathered from the stories I've read, it's funny that you said that name and I didn't pick up on
it. I know. It was hilarious. I'm like, you've been talking about this guy for at least a week.
I really
it's out
have.
Of context. He just has,
yeah,
now he's
it.
Crossed over to celebrity trash. He's like, who now?
From what it sounds like, the parents were communicating through notes and they don't talk to him much.
Right.
It seems they've had it.
And they signed their names, not mom and dad or
right.
anything.
They've had it with this kid. Dude, grown man, I should say.
Right.
30-year-old.
Kid is in the distant past. How was the Will... I only have time for like one more thing here, Brittany. Was the Will Smith thing worth a look at?
Yeah.
Will Smith's going to have some new music out. Jaden Smith is talking about sending more clean water to Flint. It looks like he and his father's company, Just is what it's called, announced back in March it was going to donate clean water until the lead levels are safe in Flint, Michigan. They've already donated well over 9,000 bottles. Jaden said they're far from done. Will, his dad, dropped a little preview of music he's recording, saying he's just warming up. So he put this on Instagram. It says here, getting back in the studio, just warming up. Link in the bio. And it's a shot of him singing into a microphone, I assume rapping into a microphone. Does Will Smith really sing? I don't recall ever really hearing him sing.
No, he's a rapper.
Okay. Hear a little of this. That was awesome.
He's got you there, doesn't he?
Sure he sure does. If I threw my money up, I'd probably kill a stripper. Oh my God, this is so funny. That's hilarious.
Well, look
oh,
at him
good
go.
For him.
You know, hey,
up a kill a few strippers.
Did you see the story about his wife? She's got some internet show, and I've been watching her on Gotham.
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith. One of the things that came out on her show was that she's bald.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like she's
all
suffering
her hair is
from alopecia. She said that she, what did she wake up in her bed and there was just hair all over the bed? Mm-hmm. And she's pulling her hair out in fistfuls. She's super bummed out about it.
Well,
I mean,
well, who
I would be
yeah.
too. Yeah, I guess that's why she's been spotted in so many scarves lately. But she had beautiful hair.
Well,
I guess it's
glad
wigs.
Glad she's speaking up, though.
Yeah.
And bringing attention to it.
Well, right.
It's
I mean,
problem.
God, it'd be horrible to lose your, for a chick to lose their hair.
Is it a big problem? What do you think that
yeah.
happens to? One in a million?
No, no. Because a lot of, there are people who wear like hair pieces sort of combed into their hair or get all
especially
kinds of stuff.
Especially when it's children.
Oh,
such
I've never
a huge
seen
challenge.
It on a child. Jeez. And actually, some girls do so much damage to their scalp just from hairdos and
dying
the trauma
and
of
products.
Styling and
yeah.
right that it winds up falling out.
21 million American women suffer from some kind of alopecia hair loss.
Wow.
I didn't know that my step-grandma wore a wig until she came to stay with us and I saw
this maca?
No, no, no.
Who
this was
this?
My step-grandma. Oh. My mom's stepmom.
Oh. She wore a wig.
She wore a wig, and I don't know why I never knew, but boy, when I saw her without it, it was horrifying. Well. It was that the thin wisps that stick up over the, and it looks like just light bulb dome thing with just
little scraggly bits of fluff.
Oh my God, what happened
Did
to Grandma?
Did you kill my grandma?
Boy. She puts her hair on.
Yeah.
She puts it on.
What did the wig look like?
Curly
just
hair.
Just an old lady wig.
Yeah, an old lady
white,
wig.
White hair?
Nope.
Brown hair.
Blue? Was it blue?
Funny.
Nope, brown hair.
Well, wearing a wig would be kind of, you know.
Kind of what?
Liberating.
It would be in a way.
Oh, really?
In a way, because
it
then you.
It feels itchy.
Yeah. I know.
Hot.
It's probably uncomfortable.
Oh, my head is hot.
But you could have any color hair you wanted. You have like 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10.
Or you could just have the hair you have.
Yeah. Or if it falls out, though, you could have wigs. I guess that's small consolation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Moments of pure joy. How many do you have a week?
Oh.
And more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. I'm not going to get that even once today. Just what it was. It's 8:39.
He made the news today. Did you see that? That
I didn't.
I guess he's
Morgan
about,
Freeman?
Yeah.
What's going on?
People, like 8 women have come forward about
no.
him.
Oh, no.
And did you see...
Oh, no.
Did you see the story about Tambor?
I did see that. There have been some rumblings on that front for a long time, and they did a panel yesterday where the whole cast of Arrested Development, it was, what she was saying was not about
sexual harassment. It was that he's screaming at her.
Yeah, she's like, I've been, an actress for 60 years. I've never been screamed at like that before. That's not what you want to hear.
And this is coming off what had happened to him. Well, happened to him is probably not the way to word that.
What he made happen to him on Transparent.
Right.
Right.
Which the show is he's no longer part of.
Right.
Well, I guess it's no longer a show then, right?
I guess not.
Since
he was the star.
Anyway.
Yeah, there was a ton of stuff today that just, there was a lot of heavy stuff,
Like, yeah.
Let's keep it light. It's a Sarah and Vinny show.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Movies Reviews. Woo-hoo! It's coming up at 9:15. Solo.
Peak for the week.
Another installment of Star Wars is in theaters this weekend.
Our friend Rudy will be joining you.
That's right. And by the way, our friend Rudy, you don't change your Instagram handle after we've helped you build the thing.
He just changed it? What did he change it to?
It's now at it's Rudy Ortiz instead of nine. What was it before? Nine.
Nine.
Rudy Ortiz.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Do I still
follow him if I was following him?
Yes, you do. Because I'm still following him.
So it just transfers over?
Yes.
Is there an apostrophe, or is it just...
No, it's just...
It's Rudy Ortiz.
I-T-S, Rudy Ortiz.
Huh.
But that's the new handle, so here we are. I gave him a plug earlier.
And it's
and
wrong.
Someone wrote in and said he changed it.
To It's Rudy Ortiz.
So I looked it up and went, he didn't change it!
Huh.
All right, well...
Well, we had to find out why he did that. God bless you.
Well, maybe he's getting... Yeah, the guy's been on tour. There's a chance he's going to go big, and he doesn't probably want to have to explain why he used number 9 every time.
I don't feel like would you even ask? I'd just be like, oh, okay.
I don't know.
I think we did, and someone had Rudy Ortiz, and maybe 9's his favorite number or something.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever, Rudy.
It's Rudy Ortiz, everybody.
The Warriors play tonight, everyone.
The
series
Warriors.
Is tied 2-2. Yes.
Come on.
Go Warriors in Houston, 6 p.m. tip time in the South. Your Celtics. Did John watch that last night or no?
I believe he's watching that.
All right. Yeah, I watched it too.
Yeah.
And then it ended, and then I started the first couple seconds of Survivor and went, I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, it was after 8 o'clock.
Right.
That's our bedtime.
But you watched the finale, and was it satisfying? It was good?
It was fine.
You liked it.
You know, I may have fast-forwarded through this part, but they didn't do the fan favorite this year. Usually, don't they give somebody 25 grand or 50 grand for being the fan favorite? They didn't do that this year.
I just read the end result while in bed and went, oh, okay. Okay. Well, they showed I like that person.
Yeah, they're fine. They showed the footage from next season. And so, of course, I was looking for it's David versus Goliath. So there's a bunch of people who've overcome obstacles in their life, and they play the Davids. And then there's the Goliaths, and they're all like, one of them is a professional wrestler. He's ripped. And they show him like hucking, you know, logs.
Whoa.
And stuff. Yeah. So, but one thing I did notice, there was a quick shot of the chick Kayla. You know, the two people who have been posting about their relationship on Instagram,
yes,
even though they're not supposed to. I can't remember his name. Mark, maybe? But they didn't really show, because they showed, you know, little clips from each of these people that are on there. And, man, they seem to have been cut out.
Oh. Well, good. That's,
yeah, they're angry.
They're in trouble.
Editing-wise? Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty angry with those people.
On the finale last night, did they do any talk of the two people that coupled up? It was Sebastian
they did not.
And that.
Not that I saw, you know, because honestly, that last hour, I fast forward through that. So I just want to see, obviously, who won. And then here and there, we'll stop it. And I want to see, you know, who won the fan favorite thing, which they didn't do. And then the clip from the next year. So they may have done it. And I just fast forwarded past it.
Right.
I didn't see anything about the relationship. Jenna looked really pretty, though. Sebastian's such a weird, weird looking dude.
Libby is the real winner of the whole season.
She's a lovely young lady.
Imagine looking like that.
I can only imagine it. She's pretty hot.
The average person has 8 moments of pure joy a week. When I said
that sounds like
moments
a lot,
of pure
actually.
Joy, Sarah said, I had one yesterday.
Yeah. I have moments of pure joy.
You posted it on Instagram.
Pretty often. Yeah.
It was you in your backyard as the things starting to come together.
We're so close to being done. Oh, my God. Won't it be such a relief when I'm not yapping about I'll find something else. We had just had a discussion about when the whole thing was going to be over. I sat down in my favorite chair and looked at my favorite koi pond in my yard, and I just snapped a picture and went,
By far, you have the most finished backyard I've ever seen in my life.
Because I don't show you all the things that aren't finished.
No.
Oh.
The point being that you, every single thing is meticulously finished to your own specs. There isn't anything that's like, yeah, there's some grass over there. It's like,
it's too much.
Well,
I gotta stop it.
It's up to you if it's too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's killing you. But I think like
great.
The pictures you post, you go, I'm just looking at it going, Jesus Christ.
It's already a lot of maintenance. Like, you know, I'm always out there with my garden shears, and it's a lot.
It looks more like the inside of a house than the outside.
Well, thank you. That's
it's
a very nice
so
thing to
finished.
Say. We're very proud of the work we've done.
It's very Sunset Magazine.
Oh, thank you, Yusa.
Anyway, the survey asked people to name the situations where they're most likely to feel happy and relaxed and experiencing joy. And here are some that stood out. Singing along to the radio comes in at
God,
number 10.
Feels so good. I just love singing.
Yeah.
I had a moment of joy on this show today singing about Jane.
That, even that.
I love it. It just lifts me up. I mean, I think that singing is just like, it's such a human thing. Like, that we have another voice.
Well, not everybody has that other
voice.
Well,
they do have it. They can't, you know, whether it sounds bad or not, like singing, right? Even if you really can't sing, and people have told you, Simon has said, find another career. You're in your car singing along with the radio. It feels so good. Like a song that you love. Music is such an amazing thing. And to be singing along is, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that is true.
I wouldn't have thought of this, but I guess if you are someone that enjoys video games, video games would bring you pure joy.
Oh.
It's on the list.
Really?
Well, think about the people who truly love it. And
I guess.
There are things you do in every day or week, whether it's grocery shopping or taking the trash out or that thing where you're like, man, this again. Boy, the stuff you got to do to be alive these days. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
To get you to that moment where you're surfing or the moment where you're singing with your friends, jamming on your couch, or the moment where you sit down alone with a pizza you've ordered and play video games and no one's talking to you.
Well, you're right. You've gotten all that done. Jane just texted me. That was she said, that was my moment of joy, too.
Aww. Oh, Janie.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
Hey, the other day was, not yesterday, maybe the day before I saw it on Facebook, was National Goth Day.
Oh,
there's a day?
Well,
yeah.
Of course there is. Jane's holiday. Congrats on your holiday, Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
Mm-hmm. Moments of pure joy include when you're out shopping with a friend, movie night with your kids.
Oh, that's nice.
Meeting friends out for drinks or watching sports at a bar.
Oh.
Pure joy. Just not, I mean.
What's your moment of pure joy? Did you have some this week?
Must
have been taking those pictures of your kids.
Surfing is absolutely pure joy to me. I love it. It's the reason all the things that I do, that's why, for those blissful moments. Yeah, my kid is absolutely that. She can also be a giant pain in my butt cheeks, but
they are the best and worst, all rolled into one.
At the top of the list, though, because I'm starting to run out of time, hanging out on the couch or in bed with your significant other.
Aww. I know. I love, like, last night we watched Survivor together. Actually, yesterday I had a moment of joy. He was playing, like, randomly, he's all ding-a-ding, 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 ding-a-ding. Got to run to keep from. I don't know the words at all, so I was just making them up. But it just, I was like, oh, man.
I got one more silver dollar.
But I'm not going to let him catch me, no.
Not going to let him catch a midnight rider.
That might be their best song.
Yeah. It was, but he just started playing it like I was talking to him, making something in the kitchen, and he started playing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that one. I don't know any of the words, but I. Oh, there it is.
Oh, Brynn.
Nice. Turn it up a little bit. Here it comes. Mm-hmm. I have to run to keep from hiding. Oh, I actually got it right. And I got one more silver dollar. Crank it up. Not gonna let them catch me, no.
Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
That song's for Jane.
That's such a good song.
I know, it's a good one. Ding a ding ding a ding.
Like,
hey,
You think Jane does the Allman Brothers?
Probably not, actually. They're not goth enough.
Hey, I'd like to see them one more time before they all croak.
Well most of them are dead.
I know, so but
just don't bother.
Well, Dwayne
I saw
died
a couple times. They're so good.
At their they were peaking. Mm. He was one of the best guitar players of the time.
Was he a car crash guy?
It was a motorcycle.
Did you?
Did I
finish learning that AC/DC song?
Absolutely not.
I thought we were doing it tomorrow. You got to finish it today.
I know. I told you I wouldn't be ready tomorrow.
Well, when? Give me a date.
I can't give you a date.
It's an AC/DC song. There can't be more than three chords in it.
Well, then listen. Just play the karaoke version.
Okay. Can we do then tomorrow? Can we do the whole version of "Summer Lovin'"?
What?
Tomorrow?
No.
Come on.
I don't want to force that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Vinny, please tell me what time Sarah is doing the bikini try-ons as I stayed home, as stated on yesterday.
Yeah, I did them all morning. I'm sorry that you missed it.
I stayed home sick today to watch The Looking Glass specifically for this reason.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed it. I've been naked most of the show today. I'm sitting here in a bikini right now.
I seem to have missed that as well.
Oh, well, look at me. I mean, here I am. Yeah, get the boogers out of your eyes. See?
Yeah, that's a gray t-shirt with a skull on it.
Yeah, that's the bathing suit.
What
do you think?
No.
It's like one of those full coverage numbers. I guess you missed the string bikini from earlier.
That was full coverage numbers.
Yeah, you know.
Sarah just had the best laugh of the week during the Will Smith rap.
That was so... I just forgot why I love him so much. Now I remember. Yeah, that's funny. It's too like happy and bright and understandable to be a hit today, but you know.
Well, we'll see. Mm. That's how you it's always interesting to see you think like, well, that's garbage. That'll never work, but he's got a ton of fans.
Yeah.
So he may very well have, you know, 20 million people run out and buy that record.
Yeah, kids all over America are going to be like, "Really? We're going to listen to the Will Smith album again, Mom?" Okay. Sounds great. If I drop my, what is the line about killing a stripper when he dropped his money on them?
If I make my money rain, it might kill a stripper or something like that.
Something like that. Oh my God, that was so funny.
408 says, I don't want anyone to give that freeloading loser any free handouts. Pathetic.
What are they talking about?
The cam soda guy.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe he's like, I think I can move out in like 3 months. It's like, oh my God, get out.
Meanwhile, DJ Jazzy Jeff is bagging groceries at the local Kroger's. No.
Oh, what is... You know what? Somebody find out what DJ Jazzy Jeff is up to.
He's probably got a couple million in the bank.
Let's hope so, that poor guy.
Poor guy. He's got a couple million in the bank.
Well, we'll see. Couple million, he's poor.
Anyway, the movie review is coming up, and I will read the rest of your texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.